I've been all across this country.
Okie dokie, folks, and welcome to this week's edition of Monday Night Shaw, where we are traveling all the way across Canada once again to the proud province of Newfoundland. And on the phone with me, one half of the Newfoundland Viking Rage, it's the saltwater savage, Andrew Hawk. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, buddy, doing good. You know, keeping busy, trying to get through this fucking hard time like everybody else.
Yeah, it's been a struggle, eh?
It's been pretty good here, in all fairness, you know, compared to other parts of Canada and stuff. So it seems like we shut down right away and other spots kind of stayed open. And now they're dealing with shutdowns and we're open, right? So it's kind of funny how it all went around, but, you know, it's pretty good. It's a good spot to be, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I know, like, around here, everything is shut down and we're having, like, record high numbers and stuff, which is not good. But hopefully it all gets turned around soon. I've heard that there's a lot of, like, there's a medicine being developed and stuff and should be available soon. So.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully. Don't be the first to hop on that bandwagon.
No.
Let someone else test it out first, is my opinion, but hey, whatever gets you there.
I guess, yeah, that makes sense. You don't want to be one of the first, like, COVID-19, like, mutants walking around 20 years from
now. I don't want to be like that fish from The Simpsons, you know?
Yeah.
Just like a cyclops and shit. No, I'm going to pass on that one first.
Right on. It's well, like, I guess the last time I saw you would have been right before you moved back to Newfoundland in, was that 2019, at the end of 2019?
Jeez, hit me with dates here. This is terrible. Putting me on the spot. I've been home now almost 2 years.
Oh, right,
so,
right.
Yeah, I guess that'd be 2018, I guess.
Yeah.
Would have been.
No, that lines up more so, like, because I
something like
we
that.
We were training in your yard, and we only did it for, like, a few months before you had to move back to Newfoundland. So
yeah, it was March I came back, right? So it would have been we shut her down a bit before that. A little too cold to be bumping in snow, buddy.
Yeah. No,
that's not my idea of a good time.
Well, it's also like, not only is it, like, cold and uncomfortable, but also dangerous. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, you got people who are, like, awkward to begin with, and then you fucking put in the, like, slip factor on top of that. No, thanks. I'll pass.
Yeah, 100%.
I've taken enough stupid bumps over the years myself without sawing enough for that kind of shit, right?
For sure. So what actually got you, like, got you inspired to put that ring up in your yard and start training guys and stuff?
Well, you know, back then there wasn't all these schools and that, like, there is. So, you know, my opinion was, like, at least if I could do that and help a few people out, like, that'd be good, right? You know, I love wrestling and I have, like, a passion for teaching wrestling and stuff. So, you know, for me, it was, you know, a way of doing that. And then you never know, like, at that time, I didn't know if I was going to be able to come to Newfoundland or not. So, you know, at the end of the day, you're a wrestler, you got a ring, you never know what the possibilities could be, right?
Yeah.
You know, but no, I never ran or nothing like that. Just had the ring and did a few training stuff and, you know, helped you guys out. And just worked on a little bit of shit myself at the same time, right?
Yeah, 100%. I thought it was really cool, you know?
Yeah, it was nice, like, especially because people would be so excited to have a spot, you know, someone would be coming back, it'd be their first time in a while wrestling, and then they'd come over to the house and just get the feel for it, right? You know, so they don't look like a complete fool when they get back in there.
Yeah, and, like, you guys were always really, like, hospitable and stuff, like,
yeah, it was good times.
Half the time you would feed us and get, you know, it was.
Or the neighbor. Or do you remember, were you there today? The neighbor had, like, barbecue going and shit. They had, like, a party and he was giving us burgers and stuff, man. It was nuts.
Yeah. It was great.
So I mean, good.
Did you must have had to talk to those people or something and just warn them, like, look, this is what's going on next door.
You know, I couldn't have got any luckier, man. The guy living next door was, like, the biggest wrestling fan in the world. And he thought it was awesome. Like, most of the time we were at it, he was out there watching it, right? And then my neighbors on the other side, they didn't say nothing. They were best kind, you know? And, like, the other thing is, we always shut it down at a respectable time, right? So it wasn't like we were out there 10:30 at night taking bumps and doing drills and stuff, right? So I think when you're a solid dude and you have neighbors that you get along with or whatever, then you can make that kind of stuff happen. But if you don't respect people's boundaries and privacy and stuff, you know, it's going to be problems, right? To be calling the city on you and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So obviously what people have set up now, you know, like Metal, I'm sure, he's inside some kind of warehouse or something like that, right? And, you know.
Yeah, the Top Talent Academy is in a warehouse somewhere, and then the one in Calgary, the Alberta Wrestling Association, that's set up in a gym, and then so is the Workhorse Performance Center, and Lance Storm shut down.
Yeah, I heard that. I think he actually did that. Was it before I moved, or just right after I moved, or something? Once he landed a job with WWE, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe when he shut down, you became the top wrestling school in Alberta temporarily, just because.
I don't think we were going there, Carl. It's not that kind of parody. Oh my!
Because nobody else was doing anything, but
leave it to you to fucking throw out shit like that.
Oh yeah. We're... find some sort of carny way to put ourselves over.
Why take a step when I can leap a mile, hey?
Sure, why not? Once you moved back to Newfoundland, did you actually join up with any of the wrestling leagues out there?
Yeah, when I came back here first, I worked for NEW out of Newfoundland here, and they run like a show that used to be Vince Austin's promotion, CW, right? They kind of run under that banner, so I worked for them a couple times too. But it's basically like the same people here, right? It's just, I guess, like some of their shows, we call them like bay shows, right? They're shows that are not in, say, like, to you guys, they'd be like working olds or something like that, right? You know, yeah. I wanted to audit. It's not in a major city. It's not in Calgary. It's not in Edmonton. So around here, it wouldn't be in St. John's, right? So you got the less population. You don't expect to get as many people. So, I worked a few of those, you know, and, fairly good times, like decent amount of people there and stuff. So that was pretty cool. But so much drama here, man. It's just ridiculous, right? It's a lot different than it is everywhere else. I mean, you know, I've been around. I've had my fair share of matches from here to there, you know. And just dealing with promoters, you know, you always get different kind of people. Like, everyone gets along a different way and stuff like that, right? And just, you know, the people down here, man, the guys are good. I can't say a bad thing about, you know, the wrestlers or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You know, most of the guys are spot on, you know. Obviously, a lot of them don't have the training like you do in Alberta, right? Where there's so much access to a ring, and that the ring down here just gets put in a garage and doesn't, like, get put up, right? And it's very hard to believe that, like, you know, me as a wrestler and yourself and everyone else, you want to train, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what you do. We're going to train, we're going to get better, we're going to get more bookings.
Yeah.
Right?
Generally, that's
pretty basic, right? Like, if I'm a basketball player, I'm going to go out to the court and I'm going to shoot some hoops. And then when I play a game, I'm going to be able to hit a few more than I did last time, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the idea, you know?
Yeah.
So, wrestler, you know, you're supposed to go and you do your training and, you know, you keep on training, you learn new things, pick up stuff along the way, and you continue to get better. But if you're just wrestling, you know, like a show once every couple months or whatever, makes it a lot harder to get better, right? Like, it's a long time for you to get to learn, right?
That would be very, very, like, challenging.
So that was a big disappointment here that, you know, the promoter didn't have something set up for, you know, there's a million places you could put it, right?
Well, I wasn't, what's his name? Jeremiah Javen told me that he had a ring set up in a school somewhere. And, like, would invite guys to come over.
Yeah, he has a ring set up, but the only thing is it's quite a ways away, right? It's like a few hours kind of outside the main area where everyone lives. So it kind of like, you know, going for a, you know, 2.5-3 hour jaunt just to get to do a bit of training, right? But yeah, the hard part is, well, even when you go to do that, right, like a lot of times it's hard to get people together to go out there and stuff, you know, everyone's schedule and stuff like that, right? But if you had it in the city or you had it somewhere close, like, you know, a 30-minute drive or something.
Yeah, yeah. And
you can gather a lot more people to go. And
why do you think they haven't done that?
You know, I don't really know, by a lack of interest, I guess, right? Like, I mean, I approached them and, you know, Travis or whatever, Chili. And when I first came home and, like, I was saying about, you know, like, let's get training on the go. Like, I'd be happy to train people and, you know, we can figure something out. We'll charge people. We'll pay the rent. And then after the rent's paid, we'll split up some money or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it just comes back to the being weird individuals and stuff, you know, different wrestling promoters and whatnot. And, you know, he took that as me trying to, like, you know, steal his ring or try to, like, take over his fed or something, you know, like some kind of weird paranoid person. So that actually was one of the reasons that, like, I got fired, so to speak, on the internet way back when.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember
for some reason yeah, he did like the NEW is no longer using Andrew Hawk or whatever, right?
Okay.
Like, you know, and to me that's just like such disrespect, right? Because, like, if you have a falling out with someone, best kind, whatever, we're not going to use each other, okay, we go our separate ways, you know, it is what it is, right? Like, that's fine. It happens quite regularly for promotions and stuff, you know? Like, if, let's say RCW, for instance, you know, Squig falls out with someone, he doesn't put a big thing on the internet saying he fell out with someone, like it's a high school breakup or something. He just goes and, you know, we'll run the show and that person won't be on it, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you might see a post in the worker page or something.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, dude. Boys got to throw the jazz, boy. feed the fire and sit down with some popcorn. Let's see how.
But yeah, goes. No, for the most part, like, you wouldn't publicly, like, just fire. So you would just, like, sort of keep that on the down low. Like, unless you were going to make an angle out of it, you know?
Well, that's it. And I mean, like, that's what I did. Like, when I sat down and talked to him and explained to him, like, listen, man, like, I came home to wrestle, right? I didn't come home for all this bullshit. Like, obviously, you know, like, I've had my hand in the book before. And, you know, like I said to him, like, I can help, you know, with your booking and stuff. Like, let's get some storylines going and try to get this crowd. Because the weird thing about Newfoundland now, like, back in the day, like, everyone bought tickets, right?
Yeah.
And now we got, like, bigger crowds. But the friggin' thing is, man, the guy is giving away all these tickets. So it's like the illusion of we got all these fans. And really, you're just giving a bunch of tickets to group homes and stuff, which is good, like, to buy posters and stuff like that, right? But at the end of the day, there's, like, frigging all money there. So it's for, you know, what you're selling in popcorn and frigging, you know, movies and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, I can't speak to that. I have no idea, like, how many tickets are given away or how many are bought or sold or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just trying to
say, no, like, for sure. I'm just,
but, like, I mean,
no.
And I can especially see, like, right now, like, just trying to play devil's advocate a little bit. Like, if it's right now when there's COVID and, like,
oh, that's understandable.
Fucking scared to go out anyway, like, then, yeah, maybe you just want to fill up the building, right? Like,
yeah. But I mean, right now there's so many restrictions, like, that they can't even do that, right?
Yeah.
You know, I guess they just did a show and there was, I believe, 60 people in attendance inside a spot that usually holds, like, a few hundred.
Yeah.
Well, so you can imagine now what that was like. And then
I can easily imagine it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All the RCW shows, like, we up until, like, we kept going up until, like, last week, and that's when we got shut down. And
yeah,
so, like,
big difference
here, right? Legion, and you're doing a show at the Calgary Legion in front of 50 people, and it's like, I remember when The Godfather was here and we had this place packed with 450 people, you know? Like,
that's right. Yeah, people couldn't come in anymore, right?
Yeah. And
yeah, it's crazy, man.
But, like, you go out there and you give it your all anyways, because you still, like, those people are still showing up. And, like,
oh, well, that's it. At the end of the day, if you guys can, you know, still get paid and you can you know, get to wrestle another match, so be it, right? But, like, I always say, like, this is a wrestling business, right? Like, it's always been a wrestling business for me. It's not let's play wrestling and go wrestle for free. Like, there's nothing in that for someone, right? Like, you know, especially at where I am now with my body and my back and everything, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, you don't want to be, you know, any match could be your last match.
Yeah, and I mean, there is some...
And you don't want to go on, you do, you know,
have to, like... Well, I mean, we have had to, like, be understanding of right now, like, okay, at first, like, there was only, like, 100 people allowed in, and then 50 people were only allowed in. So, like, we kind of understood, like, the gates are going down. Oh, 100%,
buddy.
So, yeah. We're not going to get as much as we normally may. But, you know, Squig is good, and he's still going to give everybody something, you know?
So. Yes, that's right. At the end of the day, you're not going to get your normal PO. You're going to get an adjustment, right?
Yeah.
Which is fine, and that's agreed upon, you know?
Yeah.
So that's pretty standard ever. And that's understandable in these different times. What are you going to do, right?
For sure.
But, I mean, at this stage now where everything is, I think it's better off not to be running shows, to be honest. I hate to say that, because there's nothing I'd love more than to be wrestling right now. I mean, you know what kind of passion I have for wrestling, knowing me as long as you have and stuff. Like, I don't ever want to not be wrestling, right?
Well, of course, we all love wrestling. Like, you know, we'd much rather be doing it. And I mean, especially for someone in your shoes who probably hasn't had a match in like a number of months, right? So,
oh yeah.
Like, I can only imagine how much you want to wrestle, you know?
Yeah. But it's good, though, Kyle, because you know what? Whenever you get some fucking idiot that's running shows, that's, you know, making the boys all pissed off, and, you know, everyone's talking about you behind your back and all that kind of stuff, you know what it does? It sparks the hard-working wrestlers. It fucking builds fire, and it builds the boys to fucking get together and figure some shit out and make a change. And that's the beautiful part about wrestling, right? You know, some people want to let shit go to their head and, you know, be thinking they're Vince McMahon or something like this, right? Like, you're always the big shot when you're the only person in town, right?
Yeah.
But then when someone else goes and they finally had enough and they get that ring and they start running, and now someone's doing it that the boys respect, that the boys like...
Mm-hmm.
Now it becomes a big difference, you know. You go from working for a guy that literally everyone's talking about behind her back to going and working for someone who they respect, and now everyone's having fun and it's all good. And you know what, if the gate's not there, you know, you'll know about it, right?
Yeah, so, I don't want to substantiate anybody's like claims, everyone, I'm just saying, everyone I've talked to in Newfoundland has always been cool to me.
I love how I got you right now, Kyle.
Well, I mean, I'm just Kyle's being honest.
Like, shit. Hawk's saying shit, and I'm going to get fucked. There goes my Newfoundland booking. I've interviewed how many Newfoundland wrestlers, and now I'm fucked. Fuck you, Hawk.
I mean...
Oh, fuck.
No, but yes. I mean, Cameron did tell me to come out for his wedding, but
Chili, no. Can you still book me?
I mean, definitely. Like, I think that the best thing to do when there's any kind of heat is to just like get down, get together, talk about it, and clear it off, right? Like,
buddy, 100%, and that's how shit's supposed to work, right?
Yeah,
like, you know, you go and you fucking meet up and you say shit. You know, you don't act like little schoolgirls saying shit behind each other's back and stuff like that. Say it to people's faces, and you fucking know me, and you know how I am, and I will say anything to anybody's face.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I know, like, when me and Squig were having, we were having our squabbles, you were pretty much just told me, like, just go tell them what you got to say, and, you know, yeah. And we worked it out, so.
That's right. And shit always does work out in the end when you have two people who, you know, like, enjoy the business. And sometimes you get people with different perspectives. And, yeah. You know, sometimes it takes someone putting something a certain way that maybe you didn't see it before. And then you understand, oh, fuck, okay, now I see where this guy's coming from or whatever, right? You know?
Yeah.
15 years in the business, you see a lot and you deal with a lot of different people, right? But... I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm pretty sure I got a lot of people who say that that hot dude is a pretty cool guy in my books, right?
Yeah, no, you know, like
probably a few say he's a fucking asshole too, but I think I'll get a few pats on the back when I walk into different locker rooms.
Yeah, I've always maintained that you've always been like a great resource to any locker room that I've been a part of, you know? Like you put on quality matches and like you know what you're doing. You're there. If anyone has any like questions, you can come and talk to you. I mean, you know, like, yeah, you've always been a great like resource. And of course, like you pretty much
like, called a gra-
set me off to teach me how to wrestle. So like, yeah. I mean,
jerk me off some more, Kyle.
I'm just saying wrestling is one of those things where everybody does kind of like, everybody does have like their passionate feelings for it. And so sometimes people's like opinions do come to a boiling point and it just is what it is, you know?
Oh, that's right, bud. That's right. At the end of the day, you got to have respect. And you certainly got to have respect for the people who've been around a long time, you know? And like the sad part right now is the majority of veteran wrestlers in Newfoundland are actually not wrestling.
Yeah.
And that's very sad because you can take me and say, okay, well, he fell out because whatever, you know. And I get that. That can happen, right? Bad apple, whatever you want to say. But when there's guys that have been here for like 20-something years that are not wrestling, there's a fucking problem, Kyle. Right? There's a fucking problem.
Okay, so what do you think needs to be done about it?
You know, I just think, man, it's time for a change. I really do. I think it's time for a change because when there's only one person and they got the toy that everybody wants to play with, sometimes people just says, ah, fuck it, I'll put up with that dude to get to play with that toy, right? You know? And it doesn't give people much of an option. But, you know, when someone else comes around and, you know, they have that toy too and, you know, they're pretty fucking cool. You want to hang out with that guy. Now even more people get on board, right? And it becomes a positive thing instead of a negative thing, right?
Okay. So are you going to, like, start up your own wrestling league?
Oh, no, buddy. I have a family. I have kids. I will certainly help.
Okay. Right? I mean, but, I'm just saying, like, from a certain perspective, like, that's got to be, like, a, like, sure, he's, like, the only one there, but he's probably the only one there because he's the only one that wants to put up with the hassle, you know? Like, I'm sure that Chili's job is difficult, you know?
No doubt. I mean, it'd be even more difficult if they were selling all the tickets and not giving them away, right?
Yeah.
You know, but it comes down to experience. And, like, you know, at the end of the day, you gotta know this business inside out, right? And when someone comes in and, you know, they've just been, like, a follower for years, but they don't really know how it works, you know? And then they get it in their head and they think they know everything. Then it becomes a big issue, right? And they lose out on what potentially could be, thinking that they already have it, right?
So you think they just need some fresh ideas and whatnot?
I just think that if people were open to different opinions and different ways of seeing things, it could be so much more than what it is right now.
Okay.
You know, if it can do this good, you know, in appearance and this many people can know about it or whatever, just imagine if you fine-tuned it, right? Like, if you really dialed it in, you know, it could be something really good.
I mean, I think that, like, that's a issue, like, probably in a lot of independent organizations around, like, you know.
Buddy, 100%.
Like, there's
100%. A lot of it goes just like the effort you're willing to put in, right?
Most times I'll show up at the show and I don't even know who I'm wrestling, you know? Like, you don't find out till that day. It's like just a little bit of like organization here might be like, it's easier for us to build hype for something if we can, you know.
Well, like, you got to think though too, Kyle, if you're only wrestling once every month or once every couple of months, I mean, that's an awful lot of time to be fucking running the storyline with people,
that's
right?
True, too. Like,
you know, what's the excuse? What's the excuse at the end of the day? It's not because we're running weekly and we fucking don't have time to write storylines because your real job gets in the way or whatever. You know, if you're fucking a month or 2 months, man, you can go and you can build those storylines, not just your main angle either, right? Mm-hmm. like, yeah, you're always going to have your new guys and, you know, some matches they're not going to be storylines or whatever, but fuck, if you got 2 months to plan for something, buddy, you can make a hell of a fucking story out of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, so, when Vince Austin, I mean, sorry, when he was last here and he was running CW, they actually did it like a movie production, right? Like, oh, okay. The stories and the vignettes and every, man, I'm telling you, you go look up CW when Dan Goss was directing it, and you'll be able to tell, you know, Vince will be in it, and Bad Boy, Betty Bad, and the production and stuff. It looks like a real kind of, like, movie in that. And I mean, like, that kind of production, man, that was something special, right? Like,
yeah, I was, that's just gonna ask you, on TV, like, was there any a point in time where when you were in Newfoundland and wrestling that the business was, like, on top of its game and everything was going really smoothly? And, like,
well, you know what, it's always been up and down, just like everywhere else, right? I mean, there was times where they had, you know, 400 people that, like, paid for tickets, you know, here years ago, like with the Bennett's NCW and CW and that, like, selling out to CLB Armory. And I remember going to, like, CW back in the day at Witless Bay Hall, which is just like one of those bay shows I was talking about, right? The smaller ones. And they had to turn away people, man. They had to turn away people at a bay show, right? So, like, that's, you know, something was special, that, right?
Based on, like, the personalities involved or the action in that, the ring, or, like,
no, they'd turn away people, as in there wasn't enough room for any more people to come in.
What was attracting so many people to these shows?
You know what? The boys were out, man. They'd bump on a vehicle. Like, they had personalities. They had characters. It wasn't just everyone wearing a T-shirt. I mean, don't get me wrong, an awful lot of more T-shirts than that, but they had, like, a person coming out dressed up as Crypt Keeper, and they had, a Jason the Terrible here, not the same Jason Terrible Carl Moffat, but, like, another one of that. And, like, these things, and, you know, they had Seaman White or Vince Austin, you know, and different people that just really got over with the fans, right? The fans really related to them, and just the hype of that. And obviously, we're also talking about, like, the Attitude era, and you know, when wrestling was really in the pop culture at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a hot time for wrestling. I'm pretty sure everywhere then was a hot time for wrestling, right?
So you pretty much just put up a sign that said, oh, there's wrestling here on Saturday night, and, you know, watch the tickets move type thing.
No, man, like, we used to go around, like, when there was a bay show, we used to go around door to door and give out flyers, like, in that community and stuff, right?
Oh, okay.
You know, and it made a big difference, because, like, people would bring in, offer you a drink, Pepsi, you're hungry, you know, like, all this kind of shit. And we're just like handing out flyers, right?
Yeah. But,
like, the thing was, the fact that you went down there and you met Nan or whoever, right? And now she's going to send little Jimmy and Bob or whatever to the show, right? Or Nan's going to show up down there, yelling at you, saying, kick him in the head.
Were you in gear when you went to people's houses?
No, man, we just went around, like, you know, I'm one of the wrestlers, whatever, like, we got a show at this center on Saturday,
yeah,
right? You should come check it out if you're around. And here in Newfoundland, like, you know, you're not worried about, you know, knocking on someone's door and getting shot and stuff, right? Like, people are pretty friendly in that, so
yeah,
it really worked out, man. And that's when the big difference was, like, everyone helped out and it just made a big difference, right?
Okay, and so what do you think the difference is between then and now?
You know, honestly, I'm not 100% positive on what exactly it is right now, because I'm not involved in that part of, you know, getting the tickets sold and all that, right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't live in the city. I live an hour outside the city.
Okay.
You know, so for me, I'm not right in there with that, but I think a lot of it might have to do with relying on those popcorn sales and that a little too much. Back in the day, they had to sell those tickets. Like, they might have sold a few chocolate bars and a few cans of Pepsi or something, but, like, that wasn't, you know, the main source of income. The main source of income was ticket money, right?
Yeah.
You know, so I guess just how hungry are you and how much time are you willing to put in to your advertising, and, you know, how you're actually going to draw people, like, you know, around the bay and stuff, man. Sometimes, as weird as it sounds, going to a bingo hall and saying, you know, like, during a bingo game, I mean, not just, you know, the typical wrestling bingo hall, but going to bingo and fucking giving out the flyers there when there's all the people are there and that, or, like, even, you know, hockey is really big around here. So, you know, trying to get, like, a hockey team involved and stuff like that, like, sometimes you can use other things drying a lot, but it doesn't seem like, you know, really doing much of that, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, like what it sounds to me like is that, like, you would just like the situation to be, you know, better. And obviously, like, you'd like to be involved in it as well, so.
Oh, for sure. But at the end of the day, buddy, you got to have respect for yourself too, right?
Yeah.
You know, and if you just can't, like, respect someone and, you know, you feel a certain way, it's just like, I don't need that kind of bullshit in my life, man. You know, and with other people, like, you know, looking promising on something starting up here, I'm pretty happy to just sit at home now instead of working shows for free when COVID's on the rampage.
Okay. Right? So there is something that's going to be starting up soon, hopefully?
Oh, that's in, well, when the COVID stops, right?
Okay.
I mean, anyone right now would be silly to go and try to run a show when you're limited to 60 people in the audience, right?
I mean,
you know, 60 people, $10 a ticket is not very much money. 60 people, $20 a ticket is still not a whole lot of money. Yeah. Right?
Well, I mean,
60. So when you look at it that way. Yeah.
Because it depends, like, you know, if you've got 10 guys on the show, you know.
But the restriction, too, Carl, is you're not allowed to sell posters or have intermission here now, right? With COVID.
Oh, really?
So how are the boys supposed to make any money?
Yeah, I see. Like, I mean, it's all shut down right now. We can't even hold the show now. We were allowed to have 50 people, but now it's been completely shut down.
But yeah, and that's 50 people with it. That's 50 people with a smart agreement where, you know, you're not paying the same for your arena and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's being sensible, right?
Yeah. Well, I would assume that nobody else is going to want to rent the place. So
no, and that's
they,
it.
It's they it's might called, as well give us a deal so that they can at least get make some money off of it.
That's right. But why not approach a bar here in St. John's and do the same thing?
Yeah.
You know, the bars are all hurting too, man. They're trying to get people in there and they're looking for something. Right? Why not wrestling, right?
Yeah.
You know, obviously you can't fit a ring in every bar. But, I mean, just like Alberta, there's certain ones that can work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't love a good bar show?
I don't know if I've ever been to, like, I mean, obviously we got what goes on in Calgary, and that's kind of a bar show. Is like there's booze.
Kyle, is there drunk people all around?
In Calgary? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a spot for them to buy beer?
Yeah.
That's a fucking bar show, Kyle.
Okay.
That's a bar show. It may be a Legion, but that's still a bar.
It is. It's a classy, like, veteran up bar, but you're right. It's pretty much just still a bar.
Did you just say the Legion is classy? Did you just say the fucking Legion is classy?
Well, I'm sure it's classier than some of the places that we could be going, you know?
Yeah, we could be in that boiler room. Hey, boy. You remember that? You wrestled Suki, the Canadian Grizzly, and fucking we were down in some, like, fucking basement.
Oh, yeah, that was,
Mournville or something, or Vegreville or something. Yeah,
maybe Bicycker or.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Anyway, something fucking nuts.
The locker room was literally like a closet in the basement that they crammed like 15 people into.
Hang on while I walk around this furnace to come talk to you.
Yeah.
Grace.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. But yeah, fuck. Good times. Good times. Yeah.
100%. Did you do the one in the show where we did it in the barn? There was a dirt floor.
You know what? I wasn't at that show, but I did wrestle in a barn in Alberta before. Actually, a couple barns, tell you the truth. With a dirt floor a couple times. Yeah.
That was good times. Pretty fun too.
Right?
Yeah.
Man, oh man. Jumping off the tractor.
Do you have any plans to maybe come back to Alberta or anything?
Not really, boy. I mean, my life is here, my kids are here. Like, you know, would I not love to? Yes, but like to do a trip just for the sake of having a few matches, like, I don't really know, man. You know, it's hard to say, like, never say never, but you know, I'd be more inclined to go somewhere closer, right? Like maybe if I got the itch bad enough, I go over to the Maritimes or, maybe even, you know, fucking Winnipeg or Saskatchewan or something like that, right?
Well, like, let's get into your history a little bit. Where have you wrestled outside of, like, Alberta and Newfoundland?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you wrestled in Vancouver?
Not in the Maritimes. Yeah, in Merritt, BC, and we did Dawson's Creek with ECCW one time.
Oh, yeah, you did.
On with PWA in that, right?
You did Merritt, hey? Was that when the big country music festival was going on?
No, but that sounds like it could have been a pretty good time. That was, I think it was like Okahagan Pro Wrestling or something back then.
Okay.
And it was a terrible thing. If I just said the right name wrong, no offense meant to anyone that's running now if I said the wrong name. But no, it was just like greasy dude, man, and fucking, yeah, good times.
Oh, okay.
Good times. That's all I'll say about that call.
So you've pretty much worked from like the one coast.
I've pretty much worked from one end of Canada to the other, buddy.
Yeah, have you?
You know, worked I never in worked. In I worked in the States, yeah. And I never worked for like in the Maritimes yet. Oh, okay. Even though like I know a lot of the guys there and stuff like that. So, and even a cousin of mine even like used to run shows there and stuff. So, you know, it's definitely something like me and him talk about getting together and me going over there and that. And it's just the timing more than anything, man. Like, you know, my daughter's in school, so, and my son's still at home. So, you know, I'm pretty busy with the dad life.
Yeah.
And when this COVID kicks down now, you know, maybe a summer vacation and head up there and do some like camping and stuff and then do some matches in between, right?
Yeah.
Like that'd be kind of most ideal for me, really, right?
Since you've moved to Newfoundland and like you know, you're familiar with the scene, is there anyone out there that you have yet to get in the ring with that you'd like to?
Oh yeah, for sure, man. There's a couple of guys here that like have a lot of talent, right? And you know, I went out and I did some training with some of the guys, and you know, like there's a couple of guys with a lot of potential. Like I was trained in Newfoundland originally by a guy named Freddie Youngblood, right? Also 187 he used to be, and anyways, he's nephew. So he's brother's son, right? He's nephew.
Okay.
Who like looks a lot like him, is wrestling now, and he actually has like a gymnastic background. And, you know, he's almost like my size, a little less muscular, right? Like different body shape. But I tell you, man, he's a strong boy and he's got a lot of potential, right? Zach Youngblood is his name if you ever want to look him up.
Okay.
And he has great attitude, man, and puts a lot of work in. And Brady Felix, he's a good up-and-comer too, right? He took a little time away. But, like, you talk about people with potential. Like, I mean, personally, I never got to lock up with the kid yet, but it's definitely someone that I want to, right, who I see a lot of potential in. I'm always drawn to people that put the work in, right? And even if they're not that good, it's like you try to help them out and elevate them to the next level kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, you train
and then,
me.
Yeah, and I mean, you've come leaps and bounds since then, you know? Like, I started to train you. Let's be real, I started to train you. Yeah. I gave you a basic foundation, you know, in the time we had together, right? Mm-hmm. And but I think the biggest thing I did with you was I instilled some confidence in you, right? And toughening you up and teaching you not to be afraid. That was the biggest things that, like, the biggest struggle that you had in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
You know, you were a ring announcer. You had never bumped. You had never done anything very athletic. You know, you didn't even know how to move your body or your feet, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, just time that me and you spent, a lot of that was just trying to teach you how to move like a wrestler and, you know, not trip up in your own 2 feet when you're doing stuff, right?
Yep. And, I mean, it's still stuff that I have to work on, but it's...
But that's it. It's all part of it, right? And at the end of the day, you know, we both know there's people telling you couldn't do it. And what did I tell you in the beginning, man? I was like, no, fuck that. If you want to do this, you can fucking do it, right? Mm-hmm. You put in the work and you listen. And you'll be able to do this.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, just hard work. That's all it requires.
That's it, man. If you have the will and the passion for it, like, you'll be able to do it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, but if you just want to hang up your boots and, you know, show up and just show up at the show and think you're going to get better, well, that's not going to happen now, is it? But you've been doing the training, and from the videos that I've seen, it looks like you've improved quite a bit, right?
I would hope so. Like, yeah,
I would fucking hope so too, Colin.
Definitely have learned like some more like intricate maneuvers and stuff. Like, yeah, for sure.
Buddy, you're working that crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard you sold some t-shirts.
Yeah, I sold a bunch of t-shirts the other day. I think it was my aunt. She ordered like 15 t-shirts off Pro Wrestling Tees.
Kayfabe. You didn't have to say it was your family, Carl. Now
I'm I didn't tell her to, and like I didn't give her a deal or anything. I mean, you know. So
you're gonna show up at the family reunion, and everyone's gonna have a Canadian Goose shirt on.
Well, it would be wonderful because they all
open the door and start honking, buddy.
They all live in Victoria, so if I got to show up at a family reunion, I'd actually be pretty happy about that.
No doubt.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see them all.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've done that, and like I do like get some good sales on 8x10s and stuff. Like, I'll go out and buy like 15.
I got a connection, he says.
And they're all gone. Well, no, I don't have a connection, but I just I go out in intermission and I hustle my shit. So
I got this guy. He's called Staples.
Yeah,
I know. He only goes by one name. It's kind of weird, but he makes me posters.
Yeah, well,
I'm just fucking with you, Carl. No, it's good, man. And getting back to there's some really good guys here. Like one of my good buddies, Don Martini, aka Magnus. I mean, he's been around forever, right? And he's like a super solid dude that, like, you know, like myself, you know, he's not probably in his prime right now or nothing, but you give him a microphone or get him to go do a match and he's going to give you every fucking bit that he has in him.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and the fans just, they appreciate a guy like that. Right.
Okay.
You know, who like just has the passion for the business. Right. And, obviously, like when I came home, I worked with Scott Humphries, right?
Yeah, I heard that was good.
Yeah, I mean, that guy is just like full of potential. He's been full of potential. He's been in Alberta before. He actually moved to Alberta with me when I first moved to Alberta, right? And he's just like the sky's the limit for him, right? You know, but once again, he has a family and wrestling is not really, you know, number one, even though it was one of the big passions and he's probably like the best performer here. Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things where not really chasing that dream now, right?
Well, you got children to take care of. It's understandable.
That's right. And I mean, we can't talk about Newfoundland wrestling without saying, you know, Dynamite Dylan Davis, right? I think now he's doing the Moondog Dylan Davis.
Oh,
and
really?
Very similar to Gord, right?
Okay, yeah. I actually had him on the podcast.
All cut up and...
He came on the podcast. I talked to him.
Oh, solid.
Yeah, I did not know he was doing the Moondog gimmick. Gord's been trying to convince me to shave my head and dye my beard and become a Moondog with him. And I've been totally down from day one. I've been like, yeah, just let's tell
do
Squig
it.
And
do
let's
it.
Do
I
it.
I can see you, Carl. Yeah, fuck the goose thing. Get on the Moondog train. It's a new thing. There's going to be like 15 of them.
Yeah. Well,
he's been trying to convince me to do it too, but I'm like, man, I can't grow up my hair. It's not happening. I got a beard. That's my hair. I got it to stop looking wild. I can't make it go all wild again.
Yeah.
No, but it's good. It's gimmicks, right? At the end of the day, man, it's gimmicks. And the guy, like, getting back to Dylan or whatever, I mean, he's in amazing shape. Like, the kid is always working on himself, right?
Yeah.
And he went to the Maritimes and did some stuff in, like, Quebec and Ontario and that. And, you know, like, not a lot of people have done the traveling, like, that are here in Newfoundland and that. And, like, he did, you know, he was there with Marcus Burke and them, like, NSPW, I think it's called, North Shore Pro Wrestling. And, geez, they had some real, real fucking good names in there and that too, right? Like, big-name wrestlers and stuff. So, I mean, he got to share a ring with, like, Michael Elgin and I think, what's Buddy's name from the Dark Order? Grayson, Stu Grayson and... You know, just like a bunch of people and, you know, you always learn, like, I wrestled Michael Elgin down in WFX when I was real young and just like he opened my eyes. Like he was so good, man, and so easy to work and he was one of those guys, like I always try to be, like, if I see you wrestling now, I know I'm wrestling you, and, like, I saw something I liked, I'll make sure to try to come up with, like, a creative way for you to get that move and make it look slick as shit, right? Because, yeah, like, I really believe in trying to make the other guy look good also makes you look good.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? It makes people buy your shit more, right?
Yeah. It's like, you know, I've been wrestling with Vince Austin and Tony Machete a lot, right?
Yeah.
So, like, anytime I go into a match with them, it's like a good thing because we can just go, oh, yeah, he does this or he does this. What's a cool way we can get into that? You know, like, it's very fun.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You don't need to plan. You don't need to plan it all out, but it's good to have your little points that you're going to hit, right?
Yeah.
You
know, 100%.
Get your story in and tell your story along the way, man, and fucking boom, we're going home.
Is that what, like, you prefer to do is, like, because, like, there's, like, sometimes you plan a lot out, and then other times you're, like, I'll walk up to the guy, and he'll be like, yeah, I'll see you out there tonight. And you're just like, oh, okay.
Well, I've also had a lot of, I've also had a lot of matches that are, like, the main card, or, like, the main events and stuff. So, like, it all depends, like, are we having a big TLC type match, or are we just going to go out there and wrestle for 10 minutes, or are we going to go out there and wrestle for 30 minutes, right?
I guess, yeah, that makes a big difference.
These are the things, and then I'm in a ring with someone I know, and, like, I know how he moves and how, like, much gas he has in the tank, right?
Yeah.
Or how much gas at the time I have in the tank, I guess, in my later years, right? You know, we're going to do this and this. You know what, let's just cut that down a bit.
Yeah, like, it's definitely been an interesting thing for me, especially, like, on those, you know, the few situations where I have shown up and they've just basically been like, oh, you know how wrestling works. I'll see you out there.
Yeah.
And just like, oh, okay. And it's just like,
do you remember how shit-baked, like, you were when you had the fucking title match, you and the Canadian Grizzly against me and Vince for the RCW Tag Team titles?
Yeah.
Do you remember how fucking scared you were when we went to go out there?
I remember being pretty scared. I remember it was the first time I ever took a suplex. You, like, hooked me for one, and you were like, suplex, jump.
I got you, Carl. Jump, you motherfucker. And you jumped, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're still alive.
I am, and I've even suplexed other people now.
I was going to say, you've probably taken a couple more since then, eh?
Oh, yeah, I've taken a bunch of suplexes, for sure.
Yeah. No, man, you kicked the shit out of us, you and the Grizzly, holy fuck.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I wish the Grizzly was still around.
Me too, man, solid dude.
He was a real solid guy, yeah.
Once again, though, came down, injured himself, and
yeah,
he got a family and can't really afford to be off work, right?
Yeah, yeah, and, like, 100%, like, I feel bad for him because, like I say, it's totally understandable. Like, you got kids to take care of. You can't really put yourself in, like, a situation where you're going to be breaking your face, you know?
Yeah, that's right, for sure. Yeah. No, but it's good, man. I mean, over the years, like, the way I look at it now, Kyle, this is where I'll kind of draw it all to an end, right? I've done enough stuff in wrestling to make myself satisfied with what I did, right?
Yeah.
You know, so at the end of the day, if I can't get along with the people running here, then that's just fine. Like, I don't need to work any more matches, right? Like, if I have to say this is the end of my career and I'll never wrestle again, then so be it.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, too, if I want to wrestle bad enough, I can go somewhere else and wrestle. Like, I'm sure the fans in RCW would love to see me show up sometime as a surprise, right?
100%. I mean, I also think that there's something to be said for the fact that you're also a very reasonable guy. And if somebody has a problem with you, like, just coming to you and talking to you about it, maybe apologizing if there's something to apologize for is you know, probably still on the table for you. So,
you know what, though, Carl? You just, at a certain point, man, you just fucking give up. Like, I already dealt with the fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of like the fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me, right?
Yeah.
Kind of thing, right? And you can only swallow your pride so much before you really just want to you know, take a swing. And that's not a very smart idea when you got kids and stuff, right? So it's best not to put yourself in that position. Life lesson for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, that said, you do like, you have a lot of support for all the Newfoundland wrestlers out there. So like,
oh man, like, and that's the thing, right? And I mean, don't get me wrong. There's people out here that'll probably talk some shit too or whatever. Yeah. Just like everywhere, right? You get your haters or whatever, people that are jealous or whatever, right? But yeah, at the end of the day, like I said, I got, you know, all my time and my experiences to put behind me. And I really think that it was a good run. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm hanging up the boots or anything like that. I think I still got a couple good years left in me. Probably legit only a couple good years, so. Not like 5 or 6.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, like, you still, like, you know, you still encourage people to go out there and check out the wrestling, so. You know, even if you got beef going on.
With, oh man, like, yes, I can't fault. Like, I still support the guys 100%, man. At the end of the day, I've always supported wrestling. I always will support wrestling, whether I'm involved in it or not, right?
Yeah.
You know, so yes, if you're hearing this and you're in Newfoundland, go check out NEW. Go check out the boys. You know, buy a poster from Jeremiah Javen and Brady Felix and fucking everyone else that I mentioned. buy two posters.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Anything else that you wanted to talk about? Is there any, like, social media links? Have you got merchandise up that people can buy or anything?
Oh, my God, Kyle. Social media links. Have you seen my Facebook?
Yeah, that's
my bad. Do you see how little I put on social media?
Yeah,
I am no longer a social media whore.
No? Are you on the Instagram?
Right. I'm on the fucking mom's group, man. Went to play group.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't do Instagram. You know, if anyone wants to talk to me, Andrew Hawkins on Facebook, that's my tag, I guess. And, you know, I'm just a real dude trying to get by, raise my kids, have a good time, passion for wrestling. And, you know, like everywhere, I hope you guys in Alberta get back on the go soon when it's safe. And, continue to run your weekly shows, man, because I gotta say, hats off for that, right? Like, yeah, even if it is 50 people or restricted or whatever, like, at the end of the day, like, you guys are still getting to work on your craft, and you know, that goes a long way, right? It makes, yeah, people better, it keeps people hungry. And I mean, like, the more you work on your shit, man, the better you're going to be, right? Mm-hmm. You're only going to get better, and then the fans are seeing some quality wrestling, so it's going to go a long ways, right?
Yeah, 100%. I'm really hoping that it starts up again very soon.
What about the training? Is the training still going on, Carl?
No, the training is off right now as well.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it. You got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, it's a bummer, but like it's just like the way it is right now. So
start going for walks, man. Jogs, whatever, right?
Oh yeah.
Doing your push-ups, your squats at home. Mm-hmm. That shit goes a long way too, right?
That's a good idea for sure.
Well, that's it, man. Even with not wrestling here, like, I still keep myself in shape, right? Like, I still go on a show any day and someone will look at me and say, that guy's a wrestler, right?
Yeah.
You know, so I believe in, you always got to be ready, right?
Yeah.
Even if the world is fucking falling to shit.
And though that is what is happening to the world, unfortunately, but I wanted to just say thank you again for coming on the podcast. It was great to talk to you, and I hope we don't get too much hot water for your comments here tonight.
But, come on, buddy. You know me. I held back so much.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm being professional, as professional as I can be. Right, you know, and that's the difference in some people, right? Plus, we won't get into that, call. I already made you nervous earlier, and it's time to go. Thanks for having me. Good luck with the wrestling. I hope you keep doing these, man. Like, you know, these are fucking awesome. And yep, the more you do, the better you get. And I think people enjoy listening to it, so that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, right on. Well, thank you for coming on and being a part of it.
Oh, no sweat, buddy. Take her easy, man.
Yep, you too, bud.